Well, we're glad you could join us for lesson number one on the basic Christian life. And this lesson deals with the problem, which is sin. Sin being the root of every problem that mankind faces and every problem that we have in our lives, either our sin or somebody else's sin. But sin is the root of every problem that the world faces. This lesson has three parts, just like all of the lessons in this book will have. A scripture study, which tells you the truth of God's word. The basic questions, which help you apply those truths to your life. And the memory verse, which will help you to hide the truth in your heart. So let's look at lesson number one on the basic Christian life. Question one says, what is sin? And 1 John 3:4 makes it clear that sin is disobedience to God's law. James 4:17 says, when we know to do something right, when we know to do something good, and we don't do it, that's sin. In Romans 14:23, the last half of the verse tells us whatever is not of faith is sin. And unbelief is the root of all sin. Unbelief in what God has told us. According to Matthew 15:19, that unbelief has affected our heart. It says that sin comes from the heart. Out of the heart proceeds all these evil and wicked things. So, sin comes from our heart because of unbelief. And that's the thing that's got to be changed. That's why education and knowledge does not get rid of sin. Because it's not a knowledge or education thing. It's a heart thing. Now, what it does produce in our life, this unbelief, this disobedience to God, it produces death. According to question number three, what does sin produce? It produces death. James 1:14-17 tells us the process of how it begins as a thought and goes on to an action and actually becomes sin. And Romans 6:23, the first part of it says the wages of sin is death. Now, this death is not what we call physical death, it's spiritual death. You are not a body. You are a soul, a human soul, that dwells in a body. And when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit in disobedience to God, their physical body did not die. But they did experience spiritual death. And question number four explains what that spiritual death is. It says, what does sin produce due to our relationship with God? And Isaiah 59:2 tells us that it separates us from Him. Separation from God. And it either creates eternal separation if it's not repented of and God's forgiveness and the price of redemption is not received, which we're going to explain in the next lesson. If we don't receive God's redemption, it produces eternal death. But even if we have a relationship with God, it still breaks that fellowship that we have with God. It has to be restored. You know, when you have a close friend or relationship and they do something that hurts you or offends you, that hurts your relationship, and until that's worked out and forgiveness is brought into that situation, that relationship is not what it should be. And so part of that relationship dies. Well, it's the same way with God. When we are disobedient to Him, it produces death. Death in that relationship we have with God, either eternally or with the fellowship that we have that needs to be restored. Now, question five asks us who is guilty of sin. And Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So everybody is guilty of sin. And we all need what God did on the cross with Jesus to save us from our sin. The only person that wasn't guilty of sin was Jesus. Question 6 says, what will God do to those who do not deal with their sin? And Proverbs 10:29, the last part of that verse, says, destruction shall come to the workers of iniquity. So, if we don't deal with our sin, it will destroy us. So, sin is the problem of all mankind. It comes from the heart, and its disobedience to God separates us from God and will produce death unless we deal with it and repent and have a relationship and fellowship with God restored. Let's look how we can apply this to our life. Question one under basic questions is, do you realize that you have sinned? Have you thought about the fact that you've sinned? If you haven't, you need to pray right now, asking God to make that a reality in your life. And question two says, what are some of the attitudes in your heart that have caused you to sin? And this is where you're going to begin to look at the heart problem. We're not looking at the sins you've done, because that's not the issue. Yes, those are bad, those are wrong, but we need to look at the heart, the things in our heart, the attitudes that have caused us to live in disobedience and not to do God's will and to commit sin. And one of the things that may help you is, according to question number three, what are some of the problems you have been that have been caused by your sin? When we look at the problems in our life that sin has caused, then we can begin to see some of the attitudes and all. It helps us to see some of the answers maybe to question number two. So we need to look at what has sin produced in our life, and then at the root of that problem are the things in our heart that have caused us to do that and produce the fruits of sin. Question four says, are you ready to do what God's Word, the Bible, tells you to do about your sin? That's the only solution. All the knowledge, all the education, everything, money, none of those things can deal with the sin problem. The only thing that will deal with the sin problem is God's Word and obedience to God's Word. So are you ready to do that? And if not, you need to pray, asking God to give you a repentant heart, which will enable you to deal with the issues in your life according to the Word of God. And the memory verse, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is the truth of this lesson. All have sinned, and we have a problem. It's because of unbelief that is in our heart, and God needs to change it. And we'll be looking at how that happens, beginning with lesson number two. So thank you for joining us for lesson number one on the basic Christian life. And we look forward to seeing you again for lesson number two.